Well, every year, oh, here he goes. Fun. That's awesome. This is the last Sunday of the year, as we all know. And every year at Bridgeway, we want to take time and we want to hear from you guys. And the theme is God's done all this stuff in this body, in his church here in the United States and across the globe. And we want to take some time this morning to share stories that give God all the glory for what he's doing. And so Alex has invited a few people. I've talked to a few people and just even began, I think house church pastors at least got an email just to prime the pump of what's God been doing in your community, and let's share those things. And the deal is God gets all the glory, and we get to be really, really encouraged as a church body. And so we're going to do that this morning. First, what we're going to do is take, you want to explain that?
Okay, what we'd like to do is turn around where you're sitting. You might need to move seats, get into groups of 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to give you 5 minutes just to start to talk with one another about any good stuff you think God's done for you during 2007. So it might be personal things like I was in this difficult position and God provided, or he's given me strength to persevere. Maybe there's missional stuff where you've seen friends or colleagues or family come closer to Jesus. It could be anything you like. It's anything that just encourages us and points us to think about how good our God is. So you might need to shuffle your bottoms along rows and things just to kind of get into a position where you can chat to people. So let's get to that. We'll give you 5 or so minutes to do that, just to start getting the juices going. So I think he'd like to do that with, move around the room.
Okay.
On TV, there's a show called What Not to Wear. Have you seen that, What Not to Wear? As you could tell, Zach's never seen it.
Wow.
And
wow.
Oh, Zach, you're
that
lovely.
Hurts.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey.
Jessica's going to kill me later.
Easy.
I know, I can't talk.
Easy.
So here's a few little things for how not to do a testimony, all right? Okay, so 3 little rules for you. Zach, number one.
Okay, here's the deal. here are the ground rules. Here's what we want to see. We want to see Jesus get all the credit this morning. We want to see glory given to God. There's one. We want to see it done short and sweetly. Does that make sense? I have a stopwatch. And I will be... and the deal is 2 minutes. Let's get our stories and have them, 2 minutes long. And if not, we'll hold the microphones, and so we'll just, we'll cut you off if that needs to happen. Lovingly. The third thing is we want to see faith just rise up in this place. And that's the whole... obviously, one of the major reasons is just see faith just being encouraged in our hearts. So Jesus gets all the credit, faith rises, and we do it in a very short, sweet, loving way. There are children in the room, so...
X-rated testimonies.
Yeah, good. Just thought we'd say that. So those are the rules.
All right, we need a few people come up now. So start forming a line. Come on, some of you come up. Have a little cue. Okay, there's more than one. That's a line,
right,
isn't it?
Right here,
yeah,
next
that's
to me.
Like a
you can
English
stand
word.
Next to me and I'll
come and start,
make
line
you feel
up.
Short.
Come on, there's more of you than this. Come on. If you're feeling a little butterfly thing in your stomach, that means you're meant to be coming. Okay? Now, you need to just look meaningfully at someone who's sat near you, you're sharing with, and say, come on, you need to go as well. Go on, get up there, go on. Give him a kick. Okay, so you need to just keep walking up. Zach, why don't... Should I do the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
So what we'd like to do is just say your name and then go for your life.
My name's Jeff Pritchard. And what's just amazing is, I don't know, if you could picture a minefield and walking across it, and each one that you stepped on was a God bomb. It's like 07 was just full of God bombs. Everywhere we stepped, it was like, boom! It was huge. And the people that God has put into our lives, not just here at Bridgeway, but out here, God's really doing some huge things. And we really try. in our family to give him all the credit because, man, I'll tell you what, whenever I take the wheel, I end up in a terrible accident. Thank y'all.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Miss Kelly, step into the light.
Okay. Here's this. This summer I worked out at Shiloh Summer Camp, and Andy asked the question of the kids. We were all in this little family group. What's something that you need from God? And so we all went around and shared, and I shared, I need a new roof because mine leaks, and it's been leaking for years. And but it was kind of one of those things where I wanted to share my heart with the kids and be honest, but I don't know. I guess I just didn't have any expectation behind that. It was just being honest about this is something I need. And then this fall, I was talking about it with my friend Jessica, and she was like, Kelly, you don't have to wait until all the circumstances are right. You don't have to wait until you have the money. You don't have to wait until you have all the things lined up for this to happen. And so she just really challenged me in faith to step out and do something about it. And so I sent out an email to lots of friends and family and just said, okay, here it is. My roof is really bad and I need some help. Like, let's come together. And so I just had an outpouring from this community of donations. I raised more than I needed for the roof. And then I had a handful of brothers from this community who came and completely redid my roof. Another one who came and redid several of my light fixtures in my house, some that just weren't working anymore and some that were just old. And it was just a miracle for me to see God come through for me in that way because I didn't know to expect that of God. It was such a tangible thing. And I had no reason to expect it except that God is faithful to come through for us.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
It's wonderful. When people go back to their seats, if people around them could just lay hands on them, bless them after those who give testimony, would that be all right? So just give them a hug and a pray God's blessing on them. Okay.
My name is Dawn, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I've really struggled over the last 6 years, but the Lord is really helping me to run to him and stop what I'm doing and pray, and he's faithful to meet me and show me that I can do it.
God bless you. That's wonderful. Thank you.
And I can hold it for you so you can have full arms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I can't believe my heart's beating. Anyway, my name's Sally, and I teach Spanish at Westmore High School. And just to give you a little bit of background, there's 2,500 people there, and 2,300 people are students. And a lot of these people don't really know Jesus. And in my last year I went there, it was really hard because I was like the fourth teacher. So it was just amazing the relationships I started to build with these students. And this one girl, she's a senior, and she's 17, and she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And she had over 200 cysts on her ovaries. And, she's a beautiful girl. And so I just started praying for her, and for some reason, God just opened the door with these kids. And I just want to tell you that she's healed. I mean, she's completely healed. And I know, isn't that cool? I'm like, woo! Anyway, I think that it's all that energy. That's why my heart's pounding. And they thought they were coming back, and I mean, she's completely healed. Like, the doctors were overwhelmed about it, and she's a believer, and it was just, oh, it's such a precious thing to see God's glory move like that, and all these kids are starting to know. And I was talking to her again. I was like, hey, can I talk about you a little bit at church on a couple of Sundays from now? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I got more to tell you, so I know that there's more exciting news, but isn't that good? He healed a 17-year-old from cancer.
Amen. That's good.
Brilliant. Come here, mate.
Big man.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Arlie Williamson.
Jesus has brought me a mighty long way. Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. I'm Andrea, and I'm a Hiztriber. And we started the Tea House earlier this semester. And basically what it is it's an outreach to students on UCO campus. And we're gearing it towards international students, but the Americans are welcome as well. And it's just kind of something that we, as a community, kind of been put on our hearts, and it just kind of fell into our laps and happened. So we started talking to people on campus, and there's a whole group of students that have just said, yes, we've been waiting for something like this. I met with a couple of Nepali girls, and they were like, we've been wanting something like this, exactly like this. And to be able to, like, give them their dreams and help them see things come to pass as well as them help us was really cool. We met with the president of the International Student Council, who's from Pakistan, and he looked at me and was like, anytime you want to come talk to the International Student Council, feel free. Like, you can come and just tell them what's going on, and which they're kind of the bridge to everybody else in all the international students in UCO campus. We had an article in the Vista, which is the paper at UCO, and from that, somebody from the Oklahoman picked up the story, and we got in the Oklahoman as well. So it's just been like that. Like, the Lord has just laid things out. And so I'm really excited. We're all really excited to see what's going to happen as the spring semester comes up. So, cool.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Stop it. My name is Craig Parsley. I've struggled with alcoholism and drug addiction for pretty much my entire life. I came from downtown out of the refuge house. Most of you guys know of that. God has really been good to me this year. He's put Bridgeway in my life. He's put some people in my life, you know, that could help me with that struggle. Today I celebrate 30 days free, you know. So, awesome thing. And I mean, I say that that's a good thing because, you know, I've done drugs my entire adult life, so it's still a struggle. I just ask you guys to continue to pray for me and pray for people that are in that same struggle, and pray for the Refuge House. It's coming along. It's starting to open up. Hopefully there'll be more people, you know, that come out of that lifestyle.
Okay, so Craig, a couple of people pray for you. I think let's just raise our voices together all at the same time, because I think one of the things the Lord's doing in us as a community is giving us a heart for the urban poor and those who are most marginalized and most vulnerable. It's great, Craig, that story, isn't it? But we want to pray for all your mates and lots of people in this city. The Lord will do that. Let's just commit to that now. Let's just do it just for 30 seconds, 1 minute, out loud, all together at the same time, praying the Lord would break these evil addictions in this city that the enemy does. Let's do it loudly, like with real conviction. Come on. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that you are the one who brings redemption, brings transformation, and brings breakthrough. And we pray, Lord, that in this year, 2008, we would see massive breakthrough, that the demons of addiction, of alcoholism, of drug abuse will be massively broken down and cast out and shattered in the city of Oklahoma. Lord, we pray that we would see huge, colossal breakthroughs, Lord, that you would take masses of land back, that you would take lives back, you would transform people. Jesus, bring massive transformation. Thank you for the ministry, the refuge, and places like that, Lord. I pray that we'd see more and more people's lives. Come on, it's a bit loud. Let's really go for it in faith, guys. Come on, we want to believe for this. Thank you, Jesus. Please pour out your Holy Spirit. Bring transformation. Bring transformation. Thank you, Jesus, that you said you came to set the prisoners free, to release the captives, to take the shackles of those in bondage, to bring hope, to bring life, to remove fear and all the evil things that the enemy tries to do. And Jesus, we pray that in 2008 we'll see a massive rolling forward of the kingdom of God in all sorts of areas and all sorts of lives. Lord, we thank you for things like the refuge, Lord, and the tremendous things that you're planning on doing there, you're already doing there. And Lord, I pray that as individual communities, as house churches, and as a whole community, as a whole of Bridgeway, that you'd be showing us how we can be part of that, Lord, and where we can play our individual parts as and be part of the bigger thing you're doing in this city. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Great. Thank Amen. You, guys.
Zach. You ready? All right.
Do I hold this?
No, I can hold
okay.
it.
Okay.
You're good, though.
Okay. I have so many... I'm going to move it down. Sorry. That's okay. I have so many stories about God being glorified, so if anybody wants to be encouraged, you can just come talk to me. But today, I'll just talk about my parents. We just grew up going to church, but we never had a relationship with God. And then he did some amazing things in me, and about a year and a half or 2 years ago, I was praying with Marcia Gaucher and all my house church about God coming in and changing our whole family, just doing all the stuff with all of us and bringing us all together. And so for the past year and a half, it began with Daddy. He went to Mexico with me a year and a half ago, and it just totally changed him. And now he's in the Word, and he's listening to Christian radio, and he'll listen to Christian speakers, and they'll talk about a book, and so he'll order it. He'll get online and order it, and God is just changing him and doing amazing things with my mom. And this Christmas, he called me, and he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I ordered Imitation of Christ for you by Thomas Kempis," and which to go home and find all these books that he's reading is so fun. And he said, "And I ordered one for Kelly and Veronica too," which are my roommates and friends. And so I went home and we did Christmas, and then afterwards he gave me the books. And then that evening he said, "Hey, give me those books back because I want to sign them." And I said, "Okay." And then he called me into the back room later and he asked me how to spell their names. And then he gave me the books and then I opened them later. And each one of them has a different scripture, and he'd been praying. And each one of them is just like the perfect word for us. And it's just things are coming out of him that have never happened before. And so God is totally glorifying himself in my family and changing all of us and bringing us all together. And we're going to rock the house. So.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, keep coming and lining up because lines are getting short.
I'm Ryan Knoll. I've been going to Bridgeway for a little while, and I guess you can hold that on the microphone. Thank you. about 5-6 months ago, I just really was just desperate for the Lord, and I just asked God and basically gave myself up to him and just said, "God, do what you want to do with me." And I was in a job I didn't really enjoy. I was away from community, I was on the road all the time, and 2 months of that I was just praying. I was just in this place I hated, and said, "God, if I'm not supposed to be here, then just close the door." This is on a Friday, so I was on the way to work. I get to work 5 minutes after being there. My managers called me into the office and said they have to let me go. So I was like, "God, thank you for closing that door. You answered my prayer." And it was totally a God thing, and there was different words people had for me that were just confirming that. And my mom woke up in the middle of the night praying against false accusations and stuff, and had that word for me and said I was falsely accused, and before she even knew that was going to happen. So that was really cool. So that day I went down to the refuge because everybody kept saying, "I need to go talk to Tim, I need to go talk to Tim." I don't even know who this Tim guy is. And anyway, met him, just really felt like I wanted to support him and just want to take that next step. So I started hanging out with him a little bit, and since then, God's really put in my heart just a burden for people who've been forgotten and hurt by the church, and people who are struggling with addiction. And so I'm just learning to go step by step by step. And I got to meet Craig through Tim, and he's one of my best buddies now. I love getting to spend time with him. And I met some other friends down there. One of them is a lady who just came up to my mom, and I were down there praying for people, and she got hit by a car. It was a hit-and-run accident. And she hadn't been able to move her hand for 6 weeks. And so she just, in faith, came up to us and just I don't even know if she knew who we were or not. We said we'd pray for her hand. And nothing really happened that night, but we came up the next morning to the refuge, and she came up to me and just had a huge glow on her face, and God had healed her hand that night. Yeah, it's awesome story. But he healed her hand, but he also is healing her heart, and she knows now how much she means to the Lord, and that she's a princess to him, because she's in the kingdom. And so that's just one of the times we've gotten to pray for healing down there. I don't know if anybody's knows what's going on down there, but there's been like just numerous people healing and numerous people who are just like really learning to seek after the Lord, and we're getting to do community with a lot of people down there, and it's been just really great. It's been a huge blessing in my life too.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
Brian. All right, come on up.
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I just want to say a verse first, and it is, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I have a really hard time being up for this year because, like, since we started this tradition, I've always wanted to come up and be like, go, God, you're awesome. He can change the world. Everything's possible. But I have never done it, and this year I didn't want to do it, but I knew I had something that I wanted to be grateful for. And I'm just really grateful that God hasn't let me go this year. And it's been a really hard year, and I've experienced a lot of really hard moments just in the depths of despair. And I think everyone in this room knows what that feels like. And so I just want to tell the Lord, thank you for not letting me go. And he is the Hosea God. He's the God of the fatherless, and he defends the fatherless, and he has mercy and compassion. And he'll never let us go. And he's done that through running into Anna Marie and Jordan at Target. And, like, I see Anna Marie every time I go to Target, and I see Charlie Hall, and I see Jordan, and they're never together. It's, like, it's just so random. I run into Mark McConnell there, and, you know, just the Holy Spirit encourages us through each other. And I just want to say thank you to Sally Shaw and Kelsey and Jenna and Hannah and Jessica Smith and everybody that has just surrounded me lately and not let me go. And God is just good, and we will not die, but we will live, and we'll declare the works of the Lord. And I just want to say that I've fallen in love with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the encouraging part of this body that doesn't let us go. And so, thanks.
Good. It's good. Big Dave. Yeah.
I'm Darren Houston. This is my wife, Cassie. And this is Collier. He does not need a microphone. And he's our blessing this year. He was born in May, and we had a little bit of a tough time getting to him this time. We have an older son that's off running around teaching people about presidents and whatnot in the nursery. But the real blessing of this year was what God did in our family when he came around. When our first one was born, I was in the middle of a really... I work in a very demanding job and feel like God has put me in a very demanding job for a reason. We've constantly sought confirmation of that for him. Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Because it does demand a lot of time from me. And we felt like he's confirmed that over and over again. But with our first child, I was really not around at all. I mean, I missed most of it till he was about this high. Just work, in town, working all the time, and missed a lot of his childhood. And we've just been really struggling with that over the last 3 or 4 years, saying, well, okay, if we're called to be in this job and God cares about us being a family and me being a father and being a good husband and us being together, then there's got to be a different way for this to happen. And so we've just been praying for that for so long. How does this really work? And we feel like this year was just a real year of freedom and deliverance from that. I hit kind of a downtick in the amount of work that was required of me, which then really taught us how to work together and communicate, and for me to communicate at work about these are our boundaries, these are our family priorities. And so there will be an uptick, and my work will continue to demand a lot of me, but I feel like we've been able to put out a lot of understanding of these are our priorities, this is what we care about, and this is how we're going to make our decisions as a family. And I think more we just want, particularly dads, everything to the mouth. But just want the dads to be encouraged that God does care about you being a husband, and he does care about you being a father, and certainly wants you to succeed in that. And we'll fight for that, and he will be good to you if you'll seek him in that and just listen to him. He'll give you practical ways to deal with your situation. If you're in a situation like me where you're in a demanding job that will always be demanding and it really won't ever change, you can still deal with that, and you can be the dad that he wants you to be. You can be the husband that he wants you to be. So be encouraged by that.
I have a quick word for moms on the other half of that, just that after I started staying home with my kids, I kind of felt like ministry stopped, that I was kind of stuck at home and outreach wasn't there anymore. And I'd always felt like that was so life-giving to me. And I just feel like the Lord was so faithful this year to bring moms that I've met, like, through my son's preschool. And I just feel like I've really got to know some girls that don't know the Lord. And they know that I love him, but I've gotten to walk with a friend who her husband left her. I got to walk with a friend who had an abortion recently. And I just feel like the Lord's been so faithful that even though I'm home with my kids, there are other moms out there that need to know about him and giving me that opportunity. And that when you're a mom, you're not just stuck at home, that the Lord has outreach for you and ministry for you. If you're just faithful to look for it in places it's never been before. It may be at Gymboree or preschool or wherever that is for you now, but I just feel like the Lord's been so faithful to me in that.
What is it you want to say?
All right, Gabriel, this is one of my youth. So fun. So fun to see you. All right, share.
You got 1 minute, 2 minutes. Earlier this year, we were sitting in our house church and prophesying for each other, and I prophesied for one of the families in our house church that they were going to have a baby boy, and I just found out that they were pregnant with a baby boy. And I think that's cool how God will speak to us, and he confirmed that to me. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, good work.
Thanks, brother. Good morning. I'm very grateful this morning. As you know, about a month ago, I had talked to Lance, and, you know, my little history is I got saved in Guatemala about over 20 years ago and spent 10 years there and been given a gift of language to communicate to people in another language, but also to know simple people who live by faith. And, you know, it's been one of the richest parts of my entire Christian life is to know these kind of people. And then about a month ago, we came into knowing Pastor Jose, this guy, who, if you guys knew what you invested in, it would be unbelievable. But this guy, he's coming. He's going to come up here in February. He wants to thank you in person. But, you know, it's the story, son of a prostitute, you know, his wife, who you'll meet, you know, prostitute, and, you know, their story is unbelievable. It's one of those stories that only the grace of God could rescue a guy like this. Well, he calls, and, you know, he is thinking he's going to die because, you know, in Mexico, it's not like here, you know, you just don't run off to a hospital. And plus, if you do, you may die because of the, you know, it's not their fault. It's just the conditions of healthcare. And even we have our own problems here. But he called, and his wife called. She's never called me before. And, you know, she said, Jose is really distraught, thinks he's going to die, needs an operation, needs X amount of money. And, you know, and he's jaundiced because of his ex-life. It's possible that he has hepatitis and or it could have cirrhosis of the liver. And so he said, pray for him about the liver, and, you know, this is our need. Well, that morning I came up here Sunday morning, told Lance. I said, brother, I don't know what we should do, but I feel like we should do something. And he wasn't sure, you know, so I was sitting back there just waiting, and at the last minute, I felt like God moved, and he said, you know, he invited this fellowship to have compassion on this man. And I swear to God, with every coin that was put in that basket,
you know, when I said thank you to you, and I'm not a big blubber kind of person, but, you know, I felt like I was standing in the place of Jesus Christ saying thank you. And I felt the compassion of Jesus Christ saying thank you to all who gave. And, you know, they were overwhelmed, of course. He had his operation. Everything came out 100% good. He did not have cirrhosis of the liver or hepatitis. And so whatever happened to all that, it's gone. And, you know, I told Lance, you know, because something happened that morning to me, and I'm an intercessor. You know, I know when I'm in that place between God and you know, because of my history, I have a place of intercession for people south of the border. I have, you know, serious concerns about what's going on with those people right now, but I really felt the compassion of God, and I began to weep profoundly, which I haven't done for 20 years probably. And I know it was God saying thank you to the heart of this fellowship for responding to a person who I know is just one of God's primo, you know, people trying to fight religion in third world countries and raise up the name of Jesus Christ on high. And this fellowship did it. So I praise God for each one of you.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Yeah.
Hi. Well, this year started off just right off the bat. It was really hard. And I was, I'll hold it. Sorry. Zach's not paying attention. He's timing me. Thanks, Zach.
I know. I know. She's lived in our house, so I know.
I have. Yeah, this year just started off really hard for me, just right off the bat. I was like, really, Lord? Like, this is not what I was expecting for 2007. And then one Sunday, kind of early in the year, Taylor actually came up to me, and she was like, I just really feel like the Lord just wants you to know it's going to be a really good year, like the year of the Lord's favor. And that was just like water to my soul. But it has just been a wonderful year. And it's just been a year of just falling in love with community. And there are just people in this room, a lot of them are here on this row, who have just loved me back to life. Anna, yeah. Well, these people have just loved me back to life. And Jesus has just given me more than I could ever want. But I've just fallen in love with community, and I've fallen in love with the church. And, yeah, I just stand with Jen, too, and just proclaim that the Lord will stay with you. He will stay with you in the darkest places. And so, yeah, I've just fallen in love this year.
Good. In under a minute. That's impressive.
Who's next over here? Okay, but unless someone's burning, we'll probably just go with these guys who are up or on the feet. That's fine. You can come. You're on your feet. And then we'll go with that.
Hello. My name is Mike Spencer, and for anybody that knows me, this is not a comfort spot right here. So, this summer, the Lord's kind of showed me how important it is to step out in faith and be obedient and submit myself to His will. And so a little story here. This summer, I was really just – it was on my heart to be baptized, and I was just kind of like, well, you know, should I be baptized? And I don't know, because it's been about 6 years since I gave myself to the Lord, but He revealed Himself in a dream to my wife, and my wife told me about it, so it was just, wow, I really need to get baptized. So I got baptized at this apartment complex in the city that used to be known for partying. It was a big club inside of it. And there's a pool, indoor pool there. So I got baptized there. So it was really cool to see, you know, I was a slave to this kind of lifestyle and this kind of a dark place. And there was a club there, and it was really refreshing and really cool to see how, you know, I can come totally full circle and be baptized in that building. So it was really cool. And that was on a Thursday. So Sunday, that following Sunday, I wasn't able to go to church. I was on call for work and kind of bummed out about that. So, I went to the place and fixed the problem, was going back home. And I was like, well, you know, should I go to church? Should I not? I just get the last 15 minutes of it. I'll just go ahead and go home. And I was driving on Hefner Parkway, and I saw this guy sitting underneath this overpass, and he's just in a, you know, despondent place. You know, his head was drooping and head was down and everything. And the Lord said, "You need to get this guy. Get him. Pull over and get him." So I was like, "Really? Are you sure? Am I supposed to do this? I'm not sure." And I was praying about, "Lord, are you sure you want me to do this?" And it was really cool. As I was praying, God just really took the wheel, literally, and turned me around on the highway. I went back, pulled over and picked the guy up, you know, and his name was Terrell. He's 21 years old and had a real rough night that night, just partied the night away, kind of blacked out, lost his car, lost his keys, lost his cell phone, had his wallet with no money, but he'd walked 13 miles. So I picked him up and just kind of asked him his story and what was going on and what he was thinking. And he said, "You know, I was just sitting here thinking, is it worth it all? You know, should I be living?" And I told him my story and my full circle and kind of my old lifestyle and everything. And it was just really encouraging. He was encouraged. It's just really awesome how fulfilling life can be when you step out in faith, you know, and just be obedient and submit to his will. So it was really encouraging for him. So
that's it. Great story.
Hi.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to hold it because I'll drop it.
It's good.
Yeah. Timer. Let me just say that God is good. So freaking good. I didn't even know. I'm excited about Jesus.
It's good.
I don't really know what to say. I have a lot brewing and stirring. And
2 minutes.
I don't have a watch, so it doesn't count.
I'll help you.
I'm crazy. I don't know what to say. Okay, I'm just joyful. God is like, that's loud.
Yeah.
God is everything that he says he is. Everything. 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 Whoa. He's delivered me from fear, from that spirit. Woo! Yeah! I've walked in that for a long time. Totally took it. And he is faithful to do that to everyone. Whoever knocks on his door, he is faithful to open it and say, "Yeah, give me that crap. I'll take it." And you don't have to deal with it. And it's not like one of those things that, like, he is good and he, I don't know. Like, it's not those things that he's like, "I'll take it, but you still have to deal with it," you know? Like, he takes it. Mm-hmm. He takes it. And it's, I'm changed. People can see it. And there's, like, all this stuff inside of me that he's put in there and planted in there that's coming out and exuding. And it is amazing. And he is glorious. And I just give him all the glory because I totally didn't do it. And it's out of my hands. So,
amen. Wow. That's good. She's going
to
kill me.
I just like to say my name is Justin Vorwell, and I am very thankful to be here today. This has been a real time of just struggling of what this year, what is the church? And in the last 3 years, I've been in 15 countries. I worked for 2 years as a missionary in Afghanistan. And I've really kind of given up on church. And the last 9 months, I've been in, traveled all through Central America, South America. I've seen the church in a lot of ways. And I'm really thankful to be back here this morning. Because I think there may be some of you today that are really struggling saying, "Is this the right church? Is this seeing it in its imperfections?" But I want to say that maybe this is the closest thing to the biblical model of a church that I've seen, and just the power of God here, and on the faces and the testimonies that I've heard this morning, it is very, very powerful. And you guys have a great thing, and it's not because of anyone here, but it's because of the Holy Spirit, and because God has chosen this place to do a great work. And don't forget that, and don't believe any lies that the enemy will tell you. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Justin's part of this, so I'm going to share with Justin.
we were over in Taiwan and China together with Justin and some other friends from this body for a while. And just a couple days ago, several of our friends, we were all together. They're in California. They've been in Taiwan and stuff. And we were sharing and hanging out. And some of our other friends popped in. And there's a couple that we all had that were Taiwanese that we all spent probably the last 15 years, different people have been pouring into them. And we've just, I mean, most of us were over there for several years, and just they've had all these different relationships as far as Americans that love God and have been sharing with them. And they're just the couple that we've prayed for years and years. And so our friends told us that this last year that their families have become believers. They're both in their late 30s, early 40s. And then their parents, which are in their 60s, received Christ. And it was just one of those things that, like, so many times I've laid in bed thinking of them and just going, Lord, like, all this stuff we've toiled for, does it really matter? And then just to hear that was like, God, you're good and you're working. And the crazy thing is all the people that have been there in Taiwan are gone. Like all of the friends that we've had have moved out. And now is the time that they've chosen, and they've like destroyed their idols that were in their house, and they're believers. So that to me is just the truth of God working in all of it. So
that's good.
Hi, my name is Mariah Stewart, and I was so not going to share. And even when Alex said, you know, if your tummy is rumbling right now or whatever, I was like, yeah, that's not me. And then it's like, didn't you just sit there? I'm like shaking now. So just brief background. I've been walking with Jesus probably ever since I can remember, like 5 or 6. But I got married 2.5 years ago, and the Lord has used my husband to disciple my heart in this unbelievable way. I'm going to try to do this without crying. And Christmas Eve of 2006, my husband and I were talking, and he looked at me and he said, I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to ask you this. And he said, do you believe that God loves you because you're good? And I was like, it was like this huge light bulb went on that I did. And so that kind of launched me into this journey that God's had me on in 2007 of really knowing who I am in Christ. And Lance has talked about this a ton. But the Lord won't let me leave Ephesians 1, and he is just, like, totally rebuilding how I view myself and my confidence in who I am in him. And he's... nothing has changed on the outside with me this year, but my heart is so different. And my sister was here to visit recently, and at one point during her visit, she just looked at me and she was like, Mariah, you're like a totally different person than you were 2 years ago. So I just want to praise Jesus for launching me on this hard journey, and it's not over for me. It's just starting, and he's already stirring in me to share it with other women, especially in 2008. But he has done an amazing work in my heart, and he is, like Anna said, he's everything he says he is, and he loves us so unconditionally. And when you really begin to get that in here instead of in here, it really does transform your life. So,
amen. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Lux. Probably more of you know my kids than me. But, you know, as a parent, you hope your kids are going to go much farther in God than you ever went, and that they will experience him in a way that transcends anything you experienced. But as they grow up, sometimes they get into high school and college, and as your influence over them wanes and their independence increases and you see them experiencing things that begin to cause you concern, you feel like you're losing control and you really have to rely more on God. Well, this summer, Maria and I had the opportunity to go to China and to visit my son, who was teaching at Dongdai University in Qinhuangdao as part of ELT Edge. And, you know, we sat in the back of the classroom crying and watching him love and teach and relate to students. And you know what I saw? I saw in Jonathan Dave Helms' commitment to hardcore missions. And I saw Don Schreffler's impact on his life and having relationships with students. And I saw Josh Bottomley's teaching not only a passion, but a love for learning and a love for God. And you know what I saw? That at times when I was fearful because my influence was waning, God, through the community of believers here, was providing what I could not provide for my kids. And you know what? I saw Don Schreffler and Dave Helm and Josh Bottomley and Tyler Hopkins and so many other people ministering through John. And you know what it really was? It was God. It was God ministering. It was God imparting life that was far beyond what I could have imparted. And I saw, God, you are taking my kids beyond anything I've ever experienced. And it just makes you say, God is so good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Hi, my name is Jarrett Maxwell, and I've been a believer for about 7.5 years now. And a couple years ago, I was sitting with a good friend of mine, and she just kind of prophetically looked at me and said, you know, Jarrett, I really think that you're angry at God. And I was like, oh, me? No, I love God. I praise God all the time. I mean, God and I are just so, we're friends. And it was like, within like a month of him saying that, it's like the bottom fell out. And I was like, I am enraged at God, just angry at him. And I didn't really know why. And I've been in school for a long time now doing a music degree. And everything I've ever done in my life, I'm a perfectionist, really struggle with that. And it's like I've been able to succeed at everything I've put my hand to. And this is the one thing I've not been able to do. And it's like the knife that God has used to open my heart up. And I've really been angry at him for it. It's like, well, why can't I succeed at this? Because I'm trying and I'm doing. And about this year, everything kind of came to a head. And in October, I was so enraged at God, I nearly walked away from him and just said, you know, if this is who you are, a lot of lies and stuff, it just said, I don't want it. I don't want you anymore. And by the grace of God, I've realized how faithful our God is, guys. I mean, he holds us in his hands and he does not let us go. And I mean, I can say things to God and he's so faithful to hold us. And I've just learned how faithful our God is to not let us go. And it's just like Peter said, I mean, when Jesus asked him, said, do you want to leave? And he said, well, where else would I go, Lord? You alone have the words of life. And I mean, I've been in drugs and alcohol before Jesus. And I mean, no matter how hard life gets with God, I know that he is good. And so I just want to share that with you guys, how faithful he is. So.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Okay, last two. Here we go.
Made a little note so I could keep it on 2 minutes. I'm just here today thankful for being where I am today. You look back over 2005, 2006, and 2007, and it's this process that God's had me in and Jen and I in. 2005. From the outside, everything looked good. I was a Christian leader. I had my stuff together. Pretty good husband, pretty good father, pretty good follower of Christ. But God didn't have my whole heart. Yeah. There were parts in my heart that, because of hooks that Satan had in me from when I was young, that I'd held back from his lordship. And I didn't believe that his power could infuse and really get into those areas of my life and let me find freedom. And so I was half-hearted. And the Bible says if we're half-hearted, we're unstable in all our ways. And that was true. What I was concerned about was looking good. Source of my power was my own strength. And so I was wearing myself out just trying to do it. My life seemed fragmented, like Christian life was over here. Career was over here. There wasn't a real redemptive understanding of what I was supposed to do with work. Parenting and husbandry was pulling on me in a different direction. It all just seemed like it was really hard. I didn't have vision because I didn't have power in my life, and the sin that was in my life was blocking what God was trying to do through me. My identity was found just in myself, and what I was doing was real performance-based. 2006, so that's 2005 and really years previous to that. Some of you might be able to relate. You might be at that point now. 2006 was a year where God broke in and he says, enough of this. I'm tired of this powerless, visionless, selfish, self-serving type of Christianity. I want to be Lord of your life. And so I'm going to give you an option where you can either come to me wholehearted in absolute repentance and brokenness, and I'm going to grind away all the stuff that's held you back from experiencing my freedom. Or you're basically going to continue to grow more hardened. And by God's grace, I said, okay, God, I'll lay myself out before you, and you can just operate all over me. And 2006 was a year where God just stripped away everything in my life. Sin, pride, and just filleted me of all the stuff that had held me back from understanding his grace. It looked like a horrible year. It was hard, and there was a lot of weeping and deliverance, but it was the best year that I've ever had, and it was the hardest year that I've ever had. And so that was in 2006. 2007, God has my whole heart. My concerns and what I'm desiring are not how it looks on the outside, but just to be intimate with the Father. Source of power is not at all in myself, but it's solely in him. The fragmented life that I had before, God's a God of order. And when he has our whole heart, all the pieces of life kind of flow in together. He's perfect in his design. So that parenting and being a husband and being a follower of Christ and finding redemption in a secular job, he can give a vision. If your job feels like, why am I doing this? He can provide a redemptive understanding of what his kingdom purpose is and what you're doing. So that everything, work and ministry and family, all flow together. And our identity is just in him. And I'm so thankful to be free from caring. And so God's really good. And so I just say, God is good for the process of cleaning us up. Right. And of taking things that look good and redeeming them to something that actually is good. You know? Yeah. So
that's good. Last one. Come on.
Hi, I'm Elena, and I wasn't going to come up here, but I just kept hearing speak. So anyway, I came out of a religion that didn't believe that really that God used his spirit. He only used his spirit through the Bible, and he didn't contact you individually, did not speak to you. And so I just began searching because I wasn't happy with that, and I just felt really empty. And I also was in a real long-term relationship, and the more I just felt it wasn't right and kept searching, the farther apart I grew from that person. And I was just going through a lot of pain, and during the same time, my mother had lost everything because she married somebody that kind of took her for everything, and we had to, I'm not trying to go into this, but anyway, there was just, I didn't have a good relationship with her, so just everything was just really bad. And so I just started praying, okay, I surrender everything to you every day. And one of my best friends, Liz Batches, she said, why don't you just come to church with me? And that was in July. And the first Sunday I came here, I couldn't remember the song. I was just in deep prayer, couldn't remember hardly anything that was going on. And I heard this voice, and it said, give me your pain. And I was like, oh, I'm crazy. I'm hearing things, you know. And so I looked up and I thought, well, maybe that's a line in the song. Am I hearing people? And then again, it was God. He said, give it to me. And I, for 6 months, my close friends knew this, but I haven't been able to speak because I don't talk to people that much. I mean, I talk, but I don't get up in front of crowds. And so I just feel like I needed to share that because I have this feeling that people are going to think I'm crazy because I heard something, but I really think that God was telling me, I'm here, listen to me, and just give it all to me. And with that, it gave me a real freedom. And so I just want to praise God because I have never felt a freedom like that before.
That's
good. Amen.
Okay, we're going to close in just a moment. Before we do that, I'd like to stand to your feet, please. The band are going to come up. We're going to sing a closing song just to kind of use this as a prayer to just breathe thanks to the Lord. Before we do it, just the bands to get going, would you turn to someone near you and just lay hands on them, pray for them for 2008? Just pray good stuff over them. It's going to take 30 seconds to do that. Twos, threes, fours, whatever's right. Just pray the Lord's blessing on them. Prophetically, you may want to prophesy over some people. Also, prophets, if you are prophetic, it might be the Lord gives you a word for someone else in the room this morning. You need to go and give that to them before they leave today.